Glad to have Parish President Mike Cooper joining us by way of phone. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Charles. It's a great Thursday morning, and I'm glad I'm not stuck in traffic on I-12 due to the accident.
Yep. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this moving to Phase 3 thing, right? You and I have, for almost a year now, been talking about COVID and phases and all this stuff. We're starting to kind of move in the right direction and get some things opened up. So what does that mean for us here locally, this Phase 3?
Yes, it does, Charles. Thank you. Well, at nearly a year from our first COVID case, we're moving into Phase 3, which is based on a decrease in both positive cases and hospitalizations over the past 4 to 6 weeks. And we're certainly glad to see that happening. Majority of businesses now, our small businesses particularly, including restaurants and salons, will be able to open up at 75% capacity, which is great. Indoor gatherings and event centers capped at 50%, and there are other requirements. But we're really happy to see our businesses opening at greater capacities, our restaurants opening at greater capacities, and being able to serve our citizens, people going back to work, and more activity in our parish.
Good. As far as, for example, the city of New Orleans, they're waiting to kind of see what's going on. Your instructions here locally would be no different than what the state is advising?
Well, absolutely. We're not going to be any stricter. We can't be more lenient, but we're not certainly going to be more stricter. All along this past year, we've been balancing the health of our community with the health of our economy. So we certainly want to see our businesses open to the fullest extent while keeping our community healthy. And we've done a great job in doing so, I believe. Under the circumstances, we still have the highest positivity rate in the 10 parish region, one of the highest, at 6.9%, a number that was reported yesterday. So we're continuing to go down, and that's a great testament to our citizens heeding the precautions for maintaining social distancing and avoiding large crowds and wearing a mask while out in public.
All right. Obviously, a lot of people getting vaccinated. The governor yesterday kind of checking in, about 24 hours after his second dose, just basically saying, look, I feel fine. Everything's good. If you get a chance, get the vaccination. Do you echo that sentiment?
Absolutely. When the vaccine becomes available to our citizens, they should certainly take advantage of that. It should not make a difference on what's being offered. They're all will be offered in different locations, and I ask our citizens to take advantage when that's done. So we may have some mass distributions in the coming days and weeks as we continue to urge our citizens to get the vaccine.
So let's talk a little bit about is it a renewal or drainage tax? What is this that's coming up?
Yes, we have a renewal of a drainage millage. The original property tax of 2.17 mils for drainage is now assessed at only 1.69 mils. And this generates about $3.9 million in revenue annually. And it's a renewal. This millage has been renewed by voters every 10 years since 1981. And in the scheme of the number or the amount of property taxes paid, 1.69 mils is a very small percentage of the total millages. This is important revenue, $4 million of drainage-only projects, whether it be routine drainage maintenance along the roadside ditches and canals, as well as larger projects that have a greater impact. We have ponds, large detention ponds under design now or in the process of being designed in the Goodby and Coquille areas in West St. Tammany Parish. Millages, money from this millage is also used in projects across our parish, including maintenance on the W-15 canals and the Fritchie Marsh areas and other areas around St. Tammany. So the election for this renewal, it's a parish-wide drainage millage renewal. It's the only drainage, it's the only parish-wide initiative on the ballot this spring. There are also recreation district and fire district proposals in different areas of the parish, as well as an election to fill a vacancy on the parish council in District 6. But the early voting starts this Saturday, March 6th through the 13th, at your normal early voting location, and the election is on March 20th. And we ask our voters to be aware of this proposition on the ballot and vote accordingly with regard to the upcoming drainage millage.
Perfect. All right. Well, Parish President Mike Cooper, we are out of time. As always, we certainly appreciate you joining us for a few minutes this morning. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, Charles, thank you. I ask our citizens to stay safe. Enjoy the weekend coming up.